علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are beginning a new topic, and the topic that we are beginning is a guide for managers. Basically, we want to see from Nahjul Balagha what Imam Ali alayhi salam has given as guidances and as advice for those who want to be managers in different departments, in different fields, from a very high-level leadership to leadership at a lower scale and at a lower level. Whoever is at a managerial position can take heed of these pieces of advice and apply in their lives. And we are focusing, at the moment, we are focusing on the 31st letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, which is a letter that he addresses Imam Hassan alayhi salam when he comes back from Siffin. It's basically that letter will be called, it's the wasiyah or the special advice that Imam Ali alayhi salam has towards Imam Hassan alayhi salam. And this advice has very much value. Many scholars have worked on it, and it is something that really needs to be taken heed, because it is coming from Imam Ali alayhi salam and addressed to Imam Hassan alayhi salam. So definitely some very heavy and strong points have been mentioned here that we can take benefit of, inshallah.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are, as we said, we are discussing the 31st sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, and we are trying to extract certain points to do with management and certain aspects of guidance that can help us and those who are at any managerial positions. And before we go into the topic itself, you know, just the way Imam Ali alayhi salam enters into the discussion of this wasiyah and this advice that he has towards Imam Hassan alayhi salam, this testament or this will, in a way, that Imam Ali alayhi salam has towards his son, it is something that is very, very beautiful. How he enters into this discussion is something amazing. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, he starts like this, min al-walidil fan, from a father who is dead. Fan means someone who is dead. Now, he's not trying to say, I am dead now, but he's about to die, someone who is approaching death. Al-muqirri li-zaman, one who acknowledges the fact that time has harmed him, time has really given him hardships. Al-mudbiri al-umur, someone who has turned away from life. Al-mudbiri al-umur. Al-mustaslimi lid-dunya, one who has submitted himself to the calamities of this world. Al-mustaslimi, in the sense that he is not that submitted in a negative way, but he has accepted that this world is a world of difficulties. As-sakini masakin al-mawta, one who is living the abodes of those who are dead. That means he is now about to die. He has lived his life basically. Wadha'ini anha ghada, and he's soon going to leave them. Basically because everyone is going to die one day. Yeah, so he's living with people who are dying basically. We have to understand this, that death is real. Wadha'ini anha ghada. So look at the powerful way in which Imam Ali alayhi salam enters this discussion. It's amazing and it is something that is eye-opening.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are focusing on the 31st sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam to kind of get some points on management and leadership. Imam Ali alayhi salam wants to say something to Imam Hassan, and he offers a very powerful introduction, showing him the importance of what he's going to say now. إِلَى الْمَوْلُودِ الْمُؤَمَّلِ مَا لَا يُدْرَكُ, to the son who yearns for what is not to be achieved. This is something powerful. For a son who yearns what is not to be achieved. أَسَّالِكِ سَبِيلَ مَنْ قَدْ هَلَكْ غَرَضِ الْأَسْقَامِ, the one who is treading the path of those who have died, who is a victim of ailments. وَرَهِينَةِ الْأَيَّامِ, who is entangled in the worries of the days. وَرَمِيَّةِ الْمَصَائِبِ, who is a target of hardships. So look how Imam Ali alayhi salam is preparing Imam Hassan. He's not trying to deride Imam Hassan alayhi salam here. It's just a general introduction, a very poetic and powerful introduction to show how mankind is encircled by these different factors that can bring him down. So he says, for example, that a person, he's a person who is treading such a path. He has hopes for this, for the people of the world, for changing the world, but not realizing that these hopes can only be achieved if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them to be achieved. And even this path that he's taken, that he's taking and he's treading this path, is a path of those who are dying, basically, who have become annihilated while treading this path. So he needs to be careful. His body also is going to face ailments. It's not going to be just the way it is. It is like that. The nature of this physical body is like that. And وَرَهِينَةِ الْأَيَّامِ, and the times, he is in the custody of times. I mean, whatever he does, he cannot transgress or trespass these boundaries that have been put by the material body and the material session. This is all an introduction by Imam Ali alayhi salam to show the weight of this wasiyah that Imam Ali alayhi salam wants to give to Imam Hassan alayhi salam and its power. It's not specific to dealt with Imam Hassan and his situation. No, it is a general point that Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to make to awaken the spirits and to make them feel the weight of what he is going to say. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه